Hearings today, we're moving on to public comment. This is an opportunity for anyone to speak to us with regards to anything that planning and zoning does. It cannot have anything to do with any application that we have seen today or will be seeing in the future or in the past. So is there anyone here who would like to make any public comment? Yes, sir. Sorry, you put his hand up first. Give us your name, you can have the floor.
Yes, my name's Andy Batten, and I'm a resident of the estates of Bridgewater Community in Frankfort, Delaware. And I respect your comments at the top here about the Senate Bill 23 and the access to having the opportunity to speak in public on these kinds of things. And also, I understand we need to be not detailed in our comments. I will add that our community is eagerly awaiting the delivery of the amenities for our entire community. It's a clubhouse and a pool and a tot lot and a marina and things like that. We provided a detailed letter to the commission on July 7th that has a great deal of detail in that, so I won't go into that today. We appreciate that the situation was promptly investigated and understand there's now a hold on the issuance of permits to hopefully compel the completion of the amenities by the developer in this case. There's two developers. We're hopeful that the hold that we understand is in place, it will stay in place, and that the developer will come through and deliver the amenities without further delay. We've been delayed several times, and that they don't request additional permits as they have in the past. That's just at the expense of delaying the amenities delivery. So I'd be happy to answer any clarifying questions that you have. Otherwise, I really do appreciate the opportunity to speak today.
All right. We thank you, sir. Was there any comment that, this is just a comment period, so.
Madam Chair, staff are aware of this, and we are tracking the implementation of this development, and I understand the amenities are approaching completion, but we'll continue to monitor because they are at that point where the amenities have to be delivered until permits can be issued. So we're aware of the matter, and we're tracking it. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr.
My name is John Monar. I live in Azalea Woods, and I'm at 18413 Alyssa Way. I'm here to bring up the first agenda, which was opening up Zone 3 of construction. The first thing we talked about today?
The final subject, it was under our other business. We can't speak.
Yeah, we can't speak to that.
Yeah.
It's not up for public hearing.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
So I can't discuss this at all?
Yeah, because we already had it on the agenda. It's not a public hearing. We can't discuss things that are under other business in public comment periods.
So can we go to zone 2 then?
What zone? What do you mean by zone?
Like phases, they had phase 1, phase 2, now they're going to open up phase 3.
But none of them were public hearings.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you want to talk about it generally, if you want to hit the pause button real quick, if you want to speak about it generally, I'm okay with that. Let's not talk about section 3 or section 2 or whatever, just
okay.
What your issue
All right, so we can move on to it in another way. We have municipal roads in our county here, and we have private roads. Right, so you have builders that were willing to build private roads, which have to meet, I assume, county spec.
They're county roads.
On how they're built, right? I'm living here approximately 6 months. My road that I live on is 8 months old right now. It's about 30% fragmented. The base blacktop is about 30% fragmented. I discussed this with Natelli at one of our association meetings, and they were out at the end of June, and basically what they did was they went to Alyssa Way, and they also went to Indigo Way, which is around the street from me, and they covered all the fragmented portions of the road to basically hide the cracks so that I don't think anybody, it's going to see this.
Well, I will stop you right there and tell you that the County Roads Division will be watching that.
Mm-hmm.
And when they go to do the top, I'm assuming you don't have your top on.
No.
All of that will be inspected, and it has to meet the county code.
It has to meet county code.
Yes.
It's a private road.
It's technically county.
It'll still be inspected. It's bonded.
I know it's still going to be inspected. Does it have to pass
county standards?
Specs?
Yes.
Or is there special specs for this?
No, it's county.
There's county specs. The way it works in Delaware is like on a Route 9, that's a state-maintained road. So the DLDOT inspects that.
Yes.
The internal subdivision roads, they're built to county specifications that are actually pretty similar to DLDOT's.
Mm-hmm.
Our county engineering department and planning and zoning staff, they will go out and inspect the roads probably now, but also when the top coat's put down.
Yes.
We also hold bonds. So we're not going to release the bonds if it doesn't pass inspection.
Right.
And that's a pretty thorough inspection that they'll do.
And the reason why this concerns me is because there's going to be 610 homes there. There is an association, but, the future of the road, integrity of the road is, to me, supposed to last about 25 to 30 years. And if the roads are falling apart now, and we have to replace these roads in, say, 10 to 15 years, there's not going to be any money in our budget to do this.
Yeah.
So to me, I don't know all the legalities of how long the performance bond is posted on this on the roads, to get released back to the builder. But this is something I'm seeing. I'm trying to bring it to your attention because I know that there's a lot of fast track homes, developers building stuff, and I know you guys just can't keep up.
There's
a phenomenal amount of building going on right now.
Yeah, but the inspectors are there every day, or you're not allowed to work.
The other thing is, what they won't do is put the top coat down while there's still construction, because builders don't want that to get torn up. The issue is, in the interim, you got to live with the
inconvenience,
the manholes and things sticking up, and the road getting damaged. But before they'll put the top coat down, they should come in and fix it.
And I know that won't be probably for another two, three years.
Probably.
It's the last thing they want to have to do.
Until they build it out.
And then
your time won't start until the top is put on, the warranty.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you may want to check with some of the consulting firms who help HOAs perform the calculations around what reserves they're holding and do they need to increase them or not based on real-life situations, because that's a... Almost always, you're going to find that you're short reserves, I think.
And I would say, separately from the county, because this has nothing to do with the county, you would want to get involved in your HOA, find a consultant.
I didn't want to do that because I'm retired.
And that is a full-time job.
I'm 66 years old. I want to enjoy my last 20 years, but here I am.
Well, I mean, and I don't necessarily mean become a board member, but... be involved, educate them, because there's going to come a point when there's going to be a turnover from the developer to the HOA, and you're going to want the HOA to do its due diligence before it takes possession, so it makes sure that everything's separate and apart from what the county's inspection.
Right, and with your knowledge, that it would be helpful for the HOA. Yeah.
So, all right, so we addressed that, and the other thing I'd like to address is the segregation of topsoil from the clay surface. I understand, after living here a while, that Delaware has a huge amount of clay in their soil, all right?
No, we really don't. It's mostly sand.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Well, Ryan,
Azalea Woods
must be built on a clay pit.
there is a clay streak through there. I grew up on the road across.
Oh, yeah, it's extremely heavy. You could do pottery with this clay. But this was one of my complaints with the builder, is that... when they put down the sod, they're grading the clay and literally backdragging it smooth as ice, and they're setting the sod on top of this. So I had a question that, aren't they supposed to put down like 3 to 4 inches of any kind of topsoil? The answer was that they're allowed to use the top that came off of the land when they cleared, and that's fine that they do that. But when they dig the basement or the footings for the house, they're supposed to segregate the topsoil from the clay. And then once the basement's dug, the raw clay is supposed to be removed, and then they pull back that top. Now, it's very poor quality topsoil, but when you put sod on top of that, you have something that's willing to perk a little bit or hold moisture. And what we're getting is, if you water your lawns, you're getting a lot of runoff, okay, onto the roads. So I'm trying to, you know, address that, because the runoff is perking through the pavement. What's under the pavement? A clay base. So when that clay absorbs all that water, and you have these cement trucks driving down the roads and heavy equipment, the roads are basically mushy.
A couple of issues to unpick. The P&Z aspect of it is actually regulated through the Sussex Conservation District. So the grading and the soil and the readiness of the site for construction, there would have been a construction plans approved through the Conservation District. They're on file. They will tell you what the grading is and how it was all graded. And inspected. They do have inspectors that you can ask their inspectors to come out and check to make sure nothing's changed. But in theory, if dwellings have been built there, then this has already been inspected, and there'll be notes and observations on that. The question is, has something changed along the way? The second component of this is the consumer protection component, which falls outside planning and zoning. The fitness for purpose of the soil for growing plants and mm-hmm. sod. If something is not to an expected standard, that's not regulated through the county, they're required to seed to stabilize the soil. But whether the plants then die off because of the soil quality, that's probably a consumer protection issue. It is regulated.
What do you mean, like the DCA, Department of Consumer Affairs?
Yeah, so it goes for the state ombudsperson, so that's the regulatory body that oversees that. So whilst it might physically comply with code in terms of grading and topography,
right,
and,
right.
and seeded for stabilization, the issue here is that the soil, what was being said is that there's a consumer protection issue in the sense that the soil is not quite fit for what its intended purpose.
Right.
That
like for me to dig a hole that any of us would normally want to plant a tree, one-inch caliber, two-inch caliber tree, you have to slice it like you're slicing ice cream, okay? And then basically what you're going to get is you're going to get a bowl that's going to contain all the water. So if you water that tree, most trees die from not being watered, but these trees will also die from sitting in, like, picture buying a flower pot that doesn't have a hole in it.
Right.
So now you're basically drowning your plant, yep. Right?
I think that aspect.
These are the issues that I'm seeing. I'm trying to bring them up so that maybe there's other people now aware of it. You know?
Yeah, but well, that's not anything that we can, yeah.
Because it's kind of outside our purview, and plus we're well over the 3-minute limit on public comment. I would suggest that you give a call to Mr. Whitehouse's staff, because on the Sussex Conservation District side, they can put you in touch with the people that, you know, you need to talk to out there, and they'll come out and take a look at it.
Yeah, they'll send an inspector out.
And like I said, because everything is, you know, these new developments are fast-tracked, and I understand everything's basically signed off by engineers saying that, okay, we're going to turn these builders into car manufacturers, where they're going to pump these house out like, you know, like they're on an assembly line. I just think that there needs to be more oversight.
Yeah, no, that's a fair point.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Very
thank
much.
You.
Thanks for speaking.
Is anyone else like to make any public comments? Okay, there being none, I will adjourn the meeting. Thank you all for being here.